don't take comfort on any vehicle. We have trees here that's higher than the building. As I said, this area is elevated than our building. You cannot, you can barely see it from the road with the fourth floor. There is no obstruction to any neighbor to this area here. So we feel like we're not, you know, imposing anyone. We just need a small area to the family to be together.
In my mind, this is, with the offices included and the number of bedrooms, it is, it has commercial tendencies to me.
No.
I know you don't have. You don't have any of those.
Yes.
But you're not going to be there forever, more than likely.
Well, Branson is my home.
Well, so we understand that, but still.
Till I die, probably I'm here.
Yes. That's the problem I have, is it's big and it's tall and there's no fire suppression. There's lots of things to me that it, that don't work.
It is made as you know, family home.
Absolutely.
Basically.
I understand
it's
that.
It's not
but
anything.
It has commercial tendencies to me. I don't know about anyone else on the board.
Do you have plans for having a fire suppression? Like
we
a sprinkler system?
Are you talking about fire alarm? And
no, I'm talking about like a sprinkler system. Whenever you have that
we
many...
We have fire alarms interconnected. That's our plan for the whole house. And, you know, we follow the code, even we don't we're not in the code of Branson, but we follow the codes. We have the builder here. He can talk more about that. But fire-wise, it is all in my mind, always has been when I built this house. It is all, you know, fire alarm system, security system. You can buy now the security system that with any fire alarm, before even you know it, the fire department will be there. So I don't think it is different from any other house with fire-wise.
Would all of the access to the fourth floor, the third floor, the second floor be interior stairways?
We have interior stairway and elevator. So the interior stairway is four and a half feet wide. And the entry, there is at least three entry will be to this construction. And it is connected to the current house.
On three floors.
No, on the first floor.
On the first floor,
yes.
Only.
Is there any exterior exits from the new building?
Windows.
Windows.
Windows. Yeah.
The building you're building is adjacent to the existing house. Is it one story?
There is no existing house here.
It's not being connected to that house?
No, this is being connected. And it is...
The house you're living in, is it connected to it?
Yes.
And that house is how many stories?
This house, one story only.
One story only.
We thought about actually building, you know, second story here, but we can't. It just, we have no room to live till this happened. So, what we are doing now is crumbling here till we finish this building, and we're going to live in this building.
And right now you're planning on having three floors already because it's all, obviously it's already built. The question is whether or not you're going to add a fourth floor.
Yes.
What do you, I mean, on the, how many bedrooms are going to be on that, plan to be on that fourth floor?
We have three rooms. As I said, we are family of 12. We have three rooms on the first floor, three in the second, one in the third, and three in the fourth.
Three bedrooms,
three
sleeping bedrooms on the fourth floor.
All are living bedroom, the area that we can live in, we need rooms for I have a child who is 13. I have a girl who is 11, who lives with, you know, in the same room with her dad and mom, and two other kids.
You said you're on the third floor. You're planning on having just one single room.
Correct.
That makes up the third floor.
That would be my mom, the family gathering area. The rest are for the kids and for me.
You have offices noted on your reason for your request.
No, there is no offices in this.
Do I not read that? At least 9 bedrooms and 2 or 3 offices.
No, there's no offices. They are all bedrooms.
Come here and look at this, sir. Am I not reading that properly?
No, this, we are saying we are crowding and growing children make absolutely necessary to have at least 9 bedroom and 2 to 3 offices.
Yes.
So this offices.
You wrote it.
But I didn't mean for this place, because this is not a place for offices. The old, the rest of the room, we can use it for office. I have office there myself. My brother need an office.
In your existing house?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Not in this building.
Not in the addition.
It's not in this structure.
And your profession is what? Both offices, you and your brother, offices are used for what?
My brother work online business. My wife also work online business.
As a realtor?
No, just selling on eBay and stuff like that.
Okay. Would there be a potential of using the office space as bedrooms?
We are using my office space now as a bedroom for my mom. We have, as I said, we have 5 people in one room. We have 2 people in another room. 2 people in another room. And the third coming. And one living in another area, and she's 76 year old. She's getting dementia. We want to get her to this is my mom-in-law. We want to get her to take care of her in the same building. We realize with COVID-19, if one person is sick in this building, all of them will be sick, including my mom, who's 74 year old, living in this house. We have a baby who is coming home tomorrow, hopefully, and there is no even area to put bassinet for her.
Do we have any additional questions?
Yes, speaking.
Of this gentleman?
No, I don't think. My concern with it, I would sure hate to tell you no, because you do need space, according to, you've got a lot of people in one house. 4 stories in a frame structure, fire is a concern to me, with the interior stairway, particularly with the bedrooms on the high floor. You know, you're allowed 3 by code. That one other floor, and I understand your mother and family room, but that's what you'd be giving up.
Yeah, I think
is a separate room for your mother and family.
We have fire hazard now than when everybody has his room, and all of the, we have a bot system that connect to all of the rooms. It is not, you know, too much of concern, because part of ADT security is that they also have their own fire alarm that's connected directly to them as any alarm, ambulance or burglary alarm, it goes directly to the ADT. So fire-wise, I don't think it's going to be an issue there. We are doing everything we can to make this building fire safe. You know, including the insulation will be foam insulation. We have, as I said, in every room and every bathroom, interconnected alarm space, alarm
ADT.
You know, and we have the best wires of electrical that we can get. So it is, my profession was a doctor and pulmonologist who study occupational hazard as part of my career. So this is not something that I will take loosely or, you know, less seriously than any of you. And I'm going to make sure my family is safe and everybody around me is safe.
Thank you. Do we have anybody else that we're wanting to speak for?
I have Billy.
Yeah, he's okay. The one that can come up here.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Is the fire what we're really worried about here?
Like, well, if you'd like to speak, then you go ahead and tell us your...
I think that if that's the only problem, maybe we could get some kind of like a fire escape system down. If that's what we need to get it passed, maybe Mr. Bakker would agree to maybe get some kind of external fire escape on the outside of it. But I was a firefighter in El Reno, and I know they have those ladders that you can put on each room to come out the windows. And we have huge windows in every room, like they're like 5x5. So if we can't use those ladders in every room, they can just roll out and go down. I mean, maybe we could do something as far as a fire escape going down somewhere. If we need to get everybody to feel good about it. And I'd have to talk to Mr. Bakker about that, but I see that being an issue. Maybe we could solve it like that. It's an idea, but he does need the room. He does have a lot of family there, so.
And the fire, you know, there are a lot of questions regarding the fire safety situation.
Right.
Four flights of stairs is a lot.
It is.
It's a lot when you're carrying somebody.
It is. I agree.
And the interior stairs.
The interior.
Or an issue in a fire if the fire starts at the base of the stairs, but
right.
An external, just a ladder is a concern with small children.
Right.
And a 72-year-old mother. To me.
At this point right now, you have the ability to do the three-story structure.
And if that's the concern, fire in the third story, it would be a concern in two stories building. It would be a concern in three stories building.
No, sir. I'm actually a firefighter with West Tennessee County Fire. The engine that responds there has a 24-foot ladder that gets there. So the 24-foot, I could probably get to that third floor. When you get up to fourth floor, I don't have anything to get those people out. If there's smoke inside, then they're...
We are 10 feet below the neighbor. And this is